Welcome to the daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on prayers for the people of God. Our reading comes from 2 Thessalonians 1:11 through 12, and I'll be reading from the Message. Let's begin our time with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. Mindful breathing gives our bodies and minds a chance to become quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. We pray for you all the time. Pray that our God will make you fit for what He's called you to be. Pray that He'll fill your good ideas and acts of faith with His own energy, so that it all amounts to something. If your life honors the name of Jesus, He will honor you. Grace is behind and through all of this, our God giving Himself freely, the Master Jesus Christ giving Himself freely. We pray for you all the time. Pray that our God will make you fit for what He's called you to be. Pray that He'll fill your good ideas and acts of faith with His own energy, so that it all amounts to something. If your life honors the name of Jesus, He will honor you. Grace is behind and through all of this. Our God, giving Himself freely, the Master Jesus Christ, giving Himself freely. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a feeling or memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? We pray for you all the time. Pray that our God will make you fit for what He's called you to be. Pray that He'll fill your good ideas and acts of faith with His own energy, so that it all amounts to something. If your life honors the name of Jesus, He will honor you. Grace is behind and through all of this. Our God giving Himself freely, the Master Jesus Christ giving Himself freely. in this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. We pray for you all the time. Pray that our God will make you fit for what He's called you to be. Pray that He'll fill your good ideas and acts of faith with His own energy so that it all amounts to something. If your life honors the name of Jesus, He will honor you. Grace is behind and through all of this. Our God, giving Himself freely. The Master, Jesus Christ, giving Himself freely. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but this is a time when words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. God, without your grace, where would we be? Without your grace, how would we ever become the truest version of the faithful followers you have created us to be? When we're feeling unworthy or unable, God, would you remind us that your grace, that your very self, is free and fully available to us? What a precious gift to receive your Spirit into the center of our beings, that we might begin to live out of that sacred space. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.